huge spring here in Sydney, not only for the Everest at Royal Randwick, but of course that inaugural Golden Rose at Rosehill Gardens on the 2nd of November. Theraces.com.au, book in, get your discounts.
Yeah, the Golden Eagle, the Golden Rose, the Everest, they're all just terrific days. And then, of course, those extra million-dollar races at the provincial tracks, Newcastle and Kembla. As they say in the classics, Brett Devine.
Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing are set to bring you all the winter racing action. Special interviews with trainers and jockeys, tab markets, and an array of form analysts that are the best in the business. It's your reliable winter destination every morning. Racing HQ.
Brought to you by TAB.
Just gone 7 o'clock on the last Saturday of June for 2019, and we're out to Rosehill today. It's the Stayers Cup and the Civic Stakes. They're the feature races. It's a foggy start. It's a misty start at Rosehill, but today it's going to be fine and 21 degrees. They've left the track where it was yesterday, given the misty start this morning and the dew. It's a heavy 9, penetrometer 6.1, and the rails in the true for that program today. Newcastle, it's a soft 5. They've got a part cloudy day and a top of 21 degrees coming up. We've got another New South Wales meeting today at Gundagai, and at Gundagai that track is a soft 5 with the first just after 12:50. A soft 5 at Gundagai with fine weather and the rail is true. A non-TAB meeting at Bowraville was yesterday postponed because of the rain in that area. Sunshine Coast, it's a heavy 10. More persistent rain in the last 24 hours has kept it in the heavy 10. And for Caulfield, they've got rain on the way today. It's starting a soft 5, but the radar tells us that they're going to get rain over the next 3 to 4 hours. So we'll monitor that as we get through the morning. As I said, Ron Duffacy is away. He's going to have the next few weeks relaxing. So that brings it in. I always get nervous because he might be just looking better dressed than me. Ray Thomas, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Yeah. Where is
Have a look at him. Have a look at him. He's wearing a blue tie. He's wearing his, what's that? Is that the Everest thing you've got there?
No,
what
just,
is it?
Just
the
ATC? Just a little,
little emblem.
Thing, but no, straight from here to the races, mate. So I haven't got time to get changed on the way. Where is the duck, Andrew, by the way?
Well, he tweeted out. Now, Rob, our director, Rob, I should have pre-warned you of this, but the Duff tweeted out last night a couple of little things. I don't know where he is, but wherever he is, it was fine, and he was lapping it up next to the pool. He took one tweet of Ray that he was walking down a corridor,
past
and
the
it was
gym,
the gym.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, past the gym, and there were people there, you know, doing what they do in the gym. And then the next tweet, which was about 5 minutes later, it was Duff walking towards the pool, and I reckon he would have been there for many hours wherever he is.
Oh, good luck to him. He's had a well-deserved break, and look, he goes away at a time when Sydney finally gets some wet tracks. And you did mention earlier, Andrew, a heavy 9 for Rosehill today. It is very foggy in Sydney at the moment, driving in really thick fog out west. But
we're showing those. We're showing these on TV now. So push
Duff,
play,
yeah.
Rob. So here's the Duff tweet. This is good radio, but for our radio audience, Duff is walking alongside filming a gym, and there's people in there that are doing what they do in gyms. Ray, do you go to gyms?
I do. Yeah. So.
Okay,
called it? Window shopping. He's calling.
Window shopping. Yeah, he was just window shopping on my stroll. And then there was a second one. So, Rob, I'm not too sure whether you can find it quickly, but there was a second tweet from Ron Duffacy. Here it is. And he says, arriving at my destination and then opening it up to a brand new pool. And there's no one in sight. I think it was only the Duff that was at the pool, Ray.
He's timed it magnificently. Got all the amenities to himself there, Andrew. So well done, Ronnie and Cheryl, and enjoy your break. But as I said, Andrew, very foggy this morning, heavy 9. But with the forecast of about 20, 21 degrees in Sydney today, we might get an upgrade and the track shouldn't be too bad. But definitely a track today for those who do handle those conditions, which we haven't seen in Sydney for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. Rails true, so the jocks will work out where they're going to be. Now, I'll just update on the early scratchings, the extra ones that have popped up into the system this morning, and there's certainly a key one in the first. Mulwala Canella's come out, race one, number three. It was right in the market. Another one that was right in the market was in England in race three. It's now come out of race three, number two, so it's an extra. And also out of that race this morning is nine, Sweet Ava. So out of race three, the scratchings are now 2, 5, and 9. Go to race four, number 15, Peace of Mind, is an extra this morning, number 15. Race eight, number two, Alberman, has just come out. Race eight, number two. And they are the extras this morning. So, Gerald Ryan, as I say, good morning, Gerald. You've taken a few out with the heavy nine?
Yes, morning, Andrew. Yeah, they don't perform on it. So, you know, there's a race next week or the week after for them, so they can sit back and wait, you know.
Just before Ray cuts loose with the run-through of today, it's going to be fine and 21 degrees out there, but you wouldn't know it. Could you see much of track work this morning?
Early on, you couldn't, and it looked to be clearing, but the last three quarters of an hour has come down. You can't even see the filling pole from out here in the middle. So, no, it's pretty come down pretty heavy, yeah.
And Gerald, good morning. Have you had the chance to walk the track yet? What do you think we'll get this afternoon? Could we get an upgrade?
I'd be very doubtful, Ray. I walked it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And with the dews and that we've been having from Wednesday to Friday with no rain, it hadn't improved a lot.
Right. Mm.
And then I walked it last night and about just up the straight about 4 o'clock. And I thought, I'd improved a good little bit today, but then after what we've copped overnight or that, I can't see. It might get back to an 8 later in the day, but I don't know, I can't see. Good growth of grass on it, terrific growth of grass on it. But, yeah, and it looks really well, but, you know, the weather, we've had no rain here since Tuesday, I don't think. But, we've had no drying weather neither.
That's the key. It is winter, I guess. Well, at least when you do kick off the day, now you have to wait to race seven, Gerald, the Civic Stakes and Deploy. Well, we know he handles the wet tracks. Coming off the Stradbroke run, which I dare say you'd prefer to forget, but his first up run prior to that was super in the Luskin Star at Scone, and he looks to get a soft lead this afternoon, Gerald.
Yeah, he does. You know, I think the failure in the combination of a couple of things in the Stradbroke was perhaps, you know, the firmness of the track, and also when he was hemmed up in amongst horses, when he wanted to improve, he couldn't, and when he's out of contention, Brenton set up on him. But today, back here, 1350, softest track. It's a worry. 59.5 on a heavy nine is a worry, but he does get through it, and he ought to get in the rhythm and bowl along and be well and truly comfortable through the run, and it's just whether he can hang on or not when he's given to the up-and-coming horses a bit of weight.
Fair enough. Gerald, I know a lot is made of the fact he hasn't won for almost 2 years now, but to be fair to the horse, he hasn't had a lot of racing in that period, has he?
No, well, after he ran in the Everest, he went out, and in hindsight, perhaps we should never have went there, but and he, in the summer, the tracks were a little bit too hard for him. So he came back in the autumn and only had the one run, and he jarred up really bad, so he went out again. He had a chip taken out of the front joint. And then late in the summer and all that, I think the tracks might have been too hard for him, and he went out. He came back, and he's been really good, really happy the way he's been going. All this preparation in his trials and here at home and training a little bit different, and he seems really well in himself, and he appears to be going good. But you know, I think he hasn't won for nearly 2 years, but there has been genuine excuses too.
For our viewers, Andrew, you can see the fog now right across Sydney as well, across the Harbour Bridge, etc. It's really settling in at the moment, but that should obviously clear away pretty quickly. Gerald, also in the Civic Stakes, you've got Harper's Choice this day. He has had the one run back. He was well beaten at Randwick first up back in May, but you've trialled him since, and he was pretty sharp that day at Rosehill.
Yeah, he trialled really good at Rosehill, and he used to run, you know, Stradbroke day at Randwick, but he knocked the front joint on the Thursday, and I couldn't run him. And but he's freshened up good, come back well, and his trial was really, really good. And you know, he gets through the wet and that. He He's seemed to be relaxing a bit more in his work now, and he's going all right, but 13.50's always been too short for him, so he's got to kick off now. We want to get him back to mile a quarter at the end of July, so we've got to start somewhere, and there's only this race and another race in a fortnight suitable to get him back up to the mile a quarter.
Fair enough. Well, hopefully he's running on nice at the end. Gerald, I know a couple of weeks ago an album and one, it was good to see him back to his best, but you're really happy with the run of Tango Rain. Now, the heavy track today, obviously you've scratched the grey, but Tango Rain, I tell you what, if he can reproduce that run from 2 weeks ago, Gerald, he's a real knockout chance today.
Yeah, he's going to put himself right there. He's funny. His track form's funny. Some days he handles it, other days he doesn't. Some days he runs good and other days he doesn't too. But his last, I suppose, in his last three or four best runs have been at the 1100 here at Rose Hill. But he's done well. He's trained on good. He had a little while between runs. That run might have brought him up the other day, but he ran really well the other day. I know they went quick, but the first three around the corner ran second, third and fourth, and Grey Horse is the only one that made ground. So he's going to put himself on top of the speed and he's going to run well. Yeah.
That's the key. He'll be up in the contest all the way with his lightweight. And down to the last Destiny's Own, you'd love to own a horse like this, Gerald. He just puts in every time. Doesn't always win, but he's never too far away, and he comes out of a strong form race into the last here.
Yeah, he's been really honest. I think he's ran in the first 4.13 out of his 17 starts or something. He's a good, honest little horse and tries hard. Doesn't matter whether it's wet or dry. He was going to have to go from when he ran second at Warwick Farm till today for another race. So instead of trialling him in the meantime, I ran him in that 1300. And he ran really well in it. And he's come off it well, and he's trained on good, and he run well in what looks to be a fast run race again. He might end up being as far back in his 1500 as what he was in the 1300, but he'll find the line good. He always runs well, he's honest and he tries.
Yeah, back up to probably his right trip. Well, you've got to wait till the last three races, Gerald, but hopefully it's a profitable afternoon with some good chances in those final three events. Thanks for joining us this morning, Gerald.
Okay, no worries, Ray. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Gerald. Gerald Ryan going through his runners now, as I say, 7, 8 and 9 with those scratchings from earlier on in the day. Another one has come through in race 6, number 12. Fanning has come out. Race 6, number 12 is an extra this morning at Rose Hill. Ray, that fog, it's unbelievable. It's beautiful blue sky above us. But the fog is certainly all around Sydney right now, and underneath it's clear, but there's just a portion of it. And as we've told our audience, radio and TV, particularly at Rose Hill at the moment, it's very foggy. I wonder what it's like in other parts. Jason Coyle's online. Morning, Jace.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. Where are you this morning?
Trying to see through a very thick fog at Warwick Farm.
That's why I was a bit nervous, because trainers can get around, but you're the same out there, eh, in the west?
Yeah, no, exactly the same. We haven't been able to do much this morning besides about 10 metres before the winning post, so total trust in our track work riders.
It's funny, Jason, these sort of mornings, Andrew, the track work riders will come back in and say, gee, that horse worked well. He went evens perfectly. Yeah.
Their times are spot on, and they've improved since the last time they worked. So.
And you can't argue with them, Jason. You're clean bowled. Yeah. Well, look, Jace, you've got some really good chances today, because the majority of them do handle the wet tracks, which is going to be the key. And you kick off a day in race 4 with Lightning Nick. This mare, to be fair, is an each-way chance, but she does handle heavy tracks. That's the key this afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. That's sort of half the reason we decided to put her into a Metro Saturday meeting. Like you said, she looks a genuine each-way chance, given that she does handle the surface. And I think at her best, she can be competitive in a race like this.
And then down to race 6, and River Bird looked a tremendous filly. She's really come back in super touch. 2 out of 3 this prep, and I think last start when she won at Rose Hill, Jason, you were talking about how best to ride her, and that is to find some cover. Got 11 out of 10 ride from Jenny Duggan that day, and today she's drawn the right barrier to hopefully get a similar sort of run with cover.
Yeah, exactly. There's another race for her there next week, but once we drew a really nice marble, we've decided to go around today. I She's fit, so the testing track should be okay for her. Been on a heavy track previously and run quite well, so I agree with you. I think if she can just get a similar run to last start, she can be very nice and strong inside the furlong.
Jason, she was stakes placed early in her career, but she took a while to break through. And is it a case of her learning how to win now?
Oh, probably a combination of that, and also, you know, she's quite physically immature, so she's always shown a lot on the training track. Been touch wood, a very sound filly, so we gave her the opportunity as a younger horse to get a bit of black type. She was able to do that, but physically, she's a lot different now. She's stronger. She does a lot better in the stable. So, you know, I think a combination of that and, you know, probably an unlucky preparation as well. There's probably three times that, you know, she just had no luck whatsoever and probably should have been the winner. So, you know, it's just nice to see it all unfolding for her, this preparation so far.
Two runners in the Civic Stakes, they're both at generous odds, but again, both horses who have proven themselves on wet tracks, that's Insensata and Sal Sonic, both back from Brisbane campaigns, and it's a tough Civic Stakes, but how do you rate their chances, Jason?
Yeah, look, Sal Sonic's been hit and miss ever since he won his Group 2 up in Queensland, so he's a hard one. Look, I don't think either are at their best on this sort of surface, but the bonus they have is that, like you said, they've come back from Queensland, so they're both very fit, both very forward. It's just a matter of which horse turns up on the day. One to South Sonic. Insensata, I'm still sort of tossing whether she'll go around.
Okay.
Never been at her best on this sort of surface, but the forecast looks good for today, so you know, I'd hope there's a little bit of improvement in the track. And the other thing is that when you've got a mare rated where she is, there's not a lot of options for you now that the carnivals are over, so this might be her sort of hidden hope, last mission before she goes for a little break.
No, fair enough. I dare say the stable confidence is fairly high with the runner in the last, Nick O'Shea. Look, I know he's getting a bit of a professional place getter's tag, but he does come off 2 seconds to a very promising horse in Kappa Jack. There's no Kappa Jack today. He ticks that wet track box. Is this Nick O'Shea's day, Jason?
Yeah, it looks good on paper, but, you know, we don't run races on paper. I think the nice thing about it was that although he was beaten a couple of lengths by a smart horse, he also was able to dispose of the rest of the field by a couple of lengths. You know, if it was a crowded finish behind that good horse, he'd probably start to put a few queries on him. But I think he's going really well this preparation. He was brought back into, you know, get to this distance on these tracks. So the plan's in place. He's just got to be able to do the right thing by us today.
He's got a lovely barrier, gate 2. Where would you like to see him settle? And hopefully he's in striking distance on the turn, Jason.
Yeah, at his best, probably sort of in that midfield spot. Mm-hmm. He switches off quite well now. If he just gets that really soft run throughout, he's the sort of horse that, like you said, if he's close enough once they've balanced and the split's calm, he can sprint quite quickly. So if that all works out for him, we know he's got some good form on some testing surfaces. He's had a couple of runs under his belt. So, like I said, it looks really good on paper for him. But I've seen it before. Hopefully it's just his day.
Hopefully. Well, look, Jason, thanks for joining us this morning and best of luck this afternoon.
No, hang on. No, he's not going to be let off. I've just got one for him. That Wednesday winner looked pretty good. Covert operation, yeah. Jace, the way it finished off. Just taking a bit of time.
Yeah, he's as you would have seen on Wednesday, he's a big lump of a lad.
Monster of a horse,
yeah. He's still probably got a little growing into himself to do. So, you know, typical with those bigger horses, as young horses, they start feeling little bits of pieces. And obviously it's publicised that he had a bit of an eye issue there after a trial. So at the end of the day, it's not what you want to see, but it probably didn't hurt him that little bit longer either. So, yeah, he looks like he's got a bright future.
But Jason, how big is he? Because, as I said, he's a monster of a horse.
Yeah, an imposing type. You know, he extends over most of mine. And I don't think I've actually measured him, to be honest.
Okay.
But, you know, you can just see once he's under saddle in the enclosure, he just seems to have that quality about him. And although he's a big horse, I still think he's got an athletic look about him. So, you know, he's ticked a lot of boxes so far. Sort of kicked off on the right foot, so hopefully he can just keep going on from here.
Terrific.
All right, good luck with that and good luck with all of them today. Thanks a lot, Jase.
Thanks, have a good day.
Thanks, Jase.
Good on you. Jason Coyle from a fog-bound Warwick farm. The shots that we've got from near the Harbour Bridge, maybe just lightening off a little bit. Yeah, I can see a little bit of the bridge to the left as we show it, but certainly it's very foggy, and just be very careful if you're out on the roads this morning. Ray, Kieran McAvoy, as we know, has been, he rode at Royal Ascot, and he's sticking around there for a couple of weeks to continue riding, and he's had more joy overnight. He's ridden the last winner at a night program at Newmarket, but the big winner came at Doncaster, a horse called Calculation, and he wore some very proud colours here. This horse is owned by the Queen and wow. Sir Michael Stout trains, and Kieran was able to run away in a small field and be dominant, as I say, carrying some famous colours.
Well, we did see those colours down under with Carlton House a couple of years ago, if you remember, Andrew, and look, Kieran's just riding up a storm over there at the moment, and it's capped a phenomenal season for him, a second Everest, a third Melbourne Cup. He finished his Australian season, so to speak, with that Stradbroke win, I think seven or eight Group 1s in total, and he's just riding up a storm, and look, well done to him. Isn't it interesting, Andrew, how they can ride at two meetings in England? Often you see some of the bigger jockeys, like the Frankie De Tories, etc., taking a helicopter between race meetings, but they do allow it overseas, and they do allow them to go, as you mentioned today, or even this evening. Kieran's gone from Doncaster across to Newmarket.
Yeah, I don't know England that well. Is that far?
I honestly, Doncaster's up north, I think, so it'd be a bit of a hike, so maybe he did get a helicopter or something, so yeah.
He maybe did. Anyway, he's had joy at Doncaster for the Queen, and then in the last race at a night meeting at Newmarket. So well done to him there, and we'll talk more about that over the next week or so. Let's go to Joe Pride. Joe, a pretty foggy morning out there at Warwick Farm for track work, mate.
It is, yeah. Very, very limited vision. It makes it a bit hard. You feel like you're almost wasting your time at much of the morning, but as long as the horses are getting work, that's the main thing.
Joe, on a morning like this, does Destiny's Kiss do much pre-race?
He just had a swim this morning. Okay. He just had a swim. It's a bit of a race day routine for him. He doesn't, I don't put a saddle on his back. He just has a little swim around. He had a walk. He was still out of the box really early in the morning because otherwise he would blow up the luck.
Okay.
He had his swim and he's back in his box eating his breakfast.
So a bit of a horse of routine, is he, Joe? He doesn't like to...
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, you take that away from him, you're taking away everything, okay. According to him anyway.
Well, I know there's a lot been written and said about him, Joe, but here he is lining up for his 98th start today, potentially his 20th win. He's an old marvel, but he is going back to 3,200 metres, and I know you were thinking about running him in the 2,000-metre race today. What swayed you to go to the Stayers Cup?
I thought he got in well enough at the weights to give him a go at it, and I looked at the noms for the 2,000. I couldn't really see him beating So You Win. I could easily be in that other race. You know, it wasn't a decision that I just went, yes, definitely the 2 mile race. But look, I'm happy he's in this race. He's fit enough to run the journey. He's had a better preparation than he did last year for this race. And I think I'm happy enough with the track condition. And I'm not sure. It's just one of those ones that surely makes it harder to carry weight. Heavy Joe, as much as he handles it, makes it a bit harder to carry the weight, I would think.
Yeah, good point. Joe, I know you've said many times he's easy to train. I think I read once where you've said in all the time he's been with you, almost eight seasons now, you've only ever had the vet out to him once.
Yeah. No, he's a remarkably sound horse. Mm. And just made our job easy. Just keeping him going. It's more just exercise routine for him that keeps him on track, and he's just a pleasure to have around. He really is.
And that last start win, the Winter Cup, I guess it was Destiny's Kiss personified, wasn't it, Joe? Because at the 600, he hit his usual flat spot. You thought he might run closer to last than first, but then when he gets into that dogfight in the straight, this little horse just stands above them, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He does. It's just a matter of him being close enough at that point. Mm. He is going to probably do the same thing today, but. You'd like to think that we've got some of the ones that I would refer to more as traffic at the end of 2 miles. We want to be in front of them rather than trying to navigate our way through them or around them, because that just it lets his opposition get away from him.
Exactly. he takes a bit of riding, but Chris Williams has ridden the horse before, so you're taking advantage of his 3 kilo claim, but and no doubt you'll be advising Chris to make sure, one, about that flat spot, and two, just to try and have that horse close enough on the turn.
Yeah, look, he's got a bit of confidence. I think he got off glowing the other day when he rode him. He absolutely loved him, and on that day, it was a perfect example of when he does get too far back, he couldn't make up the ground, but he still ran to the line really well. So, yeah, look, hopefully today, as I say, we're just within striking range when it gets to the 600.
Yeah, it'd be great to see. Definitely running new Tipperary in the Civic Stakes, do you?
Yep, sure am. Okay. Yeah.
Probably not a
horse, I've sort of said to the connections that it's important to get this run out of the way with him, because he's not a first-up horse. And if I wait for this, then in 2 weeks' time, when the Winter Stakes rolls around, which is a nice race for him, well, he won't be ready for it.
Yeah.
You know, so, and we could well get a wet track in a couple of weeks. So, look, he's not hopeless in it. He did run seventh in a Doncaster on the heavy, so he certainly isn't hopeless in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I prefer him on a soft track.
Yep, fair enough. Well, one of your runners today, like Destiny's Kiss, who is not hopeless in the wet, absolutely loves it, is Brooke Magic, and she's come back in tremendous form. She was super first up, beating an in-form horse in November Man at the Kenzo, and then last start in that June Stakes, at stakes level, she was very brave against Deprive and Bonhomie, and looks hard to beat again today, given track conditions and barrier draw to suit you.
Yeah, sure. She's a particularly good wet tracker, as you can see that from her stats there. So that's very much in her advantage today. Just hope she can get a decent run in transit. She's lost a little bit of her early speed. She's got some speed drawn around. I hope we can come across with them, slot into that first three or four, and she's within striking range. She's got a good turn of foot on a wet track, and I'm sure with a light weight on her back, she'll make her presence felt.
Yep, well, three chances today. Two very popular horses going around, Destiny's Kiss and Brooke Magic. Best of
go, Destiny's. Yeah. Go, Destiny's.
There'll be a big cheer for him, Andrew. Don't worry, it's the front of something.
Yeah, no. He is becoming a bit of, I mean, he's always been a good horse, Joe, but he is getting a following now, isn't he? He's rising 11 and he's just a marvel.
Well, people like horses that they can see go around every week, mm-hmm. and that's, I think, has become, I think it's taken away from our Melbourne Cup, is that people don't get to see these horses before they race, and that familiarity with the horses gives punters confidence, and they all know what they're going to get from Destiny's Kiss.
And they're
opposition.
Yeah, good luck today. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Great. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Good on you. Joe Pryde joining us there, running through them. A couple of extras have jumped in here as we approach interim scratching time. My Demetra's come out of race three, number 11. Then in race four, number 9, Miss Shanty has come out. Race four, number 9. Race six, a couple of extras here. 10, Metamorphic. 11, Satin Slipper. And as I mentioned earlier, 12, Fanning. So 10, 11, and 12 all out of race six now. I gave your album out of race eight, and they're the extras. So he's set at 24 at this stage. Ray, look, it's a busy time with so many things going on, particularly around the Kosciuszko, because the tickets for your chance, the listeners and the viewers' chance to have a horse run for them in the $1.3 million Kosciuszko, it's going to be opening on Monday, the ticket sales. $5 per ticket, Ray, but this year... you can buy as many as you want, and probably the easiest is to go to your TAB app because you'll be able to say, I want to buy 10 or 20 or whatever you want to buy. It's certainly going to be a lot easier than maybe the first one this time last year. So do it via your TAB app. Ray, you can go into your local TAB and do it that way as well, but do it from Monday because you want to be one of those, well, maybe... Bell Flyers owners, yeah. Like it was last year.
It's an exciting concept, isn't it? Andrew, tell me if I'm wrong, I think it's out a lot earlier this year than it was last year. Last year, of course, the inaugural running, everyone was trying to learn how to basically play the game, so to speak. I think July 1's a lot earlier, so now I've got that longer run into the Kosciuszko, just going to build momentum, and it's an exciting concept.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly is. No, it's fantastic. And as I say, the tickets, the Aussie Osco tickets opening up, and we're interviewing trainers now daily from around the place, around the country areas that want to be a part of the Aussie Osco. Hey, once that fog lifts, we're going to have a classic day, a beautiful, fine day. 21 degrees is what we're estimating around some parts of Sydney. Some parts of Sydney right now, you wouldn't believe me, but I guarantee you that above the fog, it is one beautiful morning. So as soon as that starts to go away, we're going to enjoy it out at Rose Hill. Hey, Blake Shin, he's back in Sydney. Morning to you, Blake.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Oh, I'm well, mate. Good to have you back. We know that you're on the way to Hong Kong. You're very keen to ride in Sydney before you go there?
Yeah, no, I'm very keen. I thought I'd come back and, yeah, just get back into the groove in Sydney whilst, you know, whilst I sort of bide my time waiting to get to Hong Kong. So, it's good to be back in Sydney and, you know, reconnecting with, you know, all my owners and trainers that have helped me, you know, get the great opportunity to get to Hong Kong. So it's, you know, nice to be linking up with all these, you know, all my trainers and owners, and hopefully we can get a few winners on the board before I get there.
Yeah, good morning,
Blake.
Let's
hope so. Just before you go, Ray, I just want to mention Organza's just come out of race 7. It's getting close, and they've been weighing it up. So an important scratching now out of the Civic Stakes is number 8, Organza. Sorry, Ray.
That's okay. Yeah, Blake, what are your plans then? I dare say you need to be in Hong Kong by about mid-August. Will you keep riding right through until you leave?
No, I won't. Ray, I plan to... My final meeting will either be on the 13th of July or the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to take it, you know, basically play it by ear, mm-hmm. and just see how the body feels. It's telling me that at the moment that I do need a break, but I'm feeling pretty good at the moment. So I'm just gonna weigh it up in the next sort of week or so, and it'll either be the 13th at Rose Hill or the 20th at Randwick will be my final meeting, and then I'll have 10 days off and head to Hong Kong in early August.
Fair enough. Well, I guess it helps the frame of mind when you're riding so well as you have been right through the Brisbane Carnival, back in Sydney midweek with that win on Stella Sea Sun. Four rides today, Blake, and you kick off the day with Think Free in race 3, and this is a promising filly. That win of hers last start at Newcastle, she was buried in the ruck at the top of the straight, but the acceleration she showed that day, I think she's definitely up to Sydney Saturday class.
Yeah, I think so. You know, yeah, it was hard not to be impressed by her win last time. As you say, she overcame difficulties in the run as she got held up, all the way up until the 200, 250 metres and got out, probably conceding, 3 to 4 to 5 lengths to the leaders, and displayed a great turn of foot and one with, you know, great authority. So that gave me good confidence to take the ride here today. She's drawn a great barrier, likes wet ground. You know, she's in her own age group, and, you know, I think that turn of foot's going to hold her in good stead, getting a soft run from a good draw. And, look, it's a competitive field, but there looks good speed, and, you know, she should run very well, I think.
Yeah, it looks hard to beat in the third, as does Dukan, your ride in the Stayers Cup Race 5. One of the few 3,200-metre races we have on the calendar these days. I think there's only two in Sydney. Blake, you've won Melbourne Cups, you've won Sydney Cups. Do you enjoy riding in 3,200-metre races?
Yeah, I do. I enjoy riding most races, but, you know, these races are enjoyable, and, you know, especially riding horses like, say, Dukan. You know, horses like him only have limited chances to win races because, you know, they're staying type of horses. They're quite one pace, and there's not many staying events around where they can, you know, where they can win. So, you know, a race like today is like a Melbourne Cup for a horse like Dukan and probably a lot of his opposition. So,
you know, it's great to be riding a horse like Dukan. He's 11 years old. It reminds me a bit like Who Shot the Barman when I won on him in the Sydney Cup, you know. So this is his grand final here today, I feel, for him. He gets all his conditions to suit. And, it's a bit like a swan song for him, I think. So let's hope he can, get a win on the board. He hasn't won for a couple of years, but I think it's D-Day for him today.
Fair enough, yeah. In race six, Blake, you're riding Bring It Home Pop. He's had four runs back after a very long spell and looks like he's working his way back into form. His last two runs in particular in pretty similar grades of races have been excellent.
They have. As you say, he's working his way back into form. I was going back through his form last night and how many horses in this field can we say have got Group 1 form when he's back going through his form. He's ran second behind Parada, who's won the all-age stakes. So I don't think too many of his opposition in this field can say that. So, look, I know that was in a race where Parada was going through his grades on the way to a Magic Millions victory, but, you know, that showed that the horse I'm riding today, Bring It Home Pop's, got quite a fair deal of potential, but obviously he's been plagued by, some injuries. But I think he is working his way back into form. I thought his last two runs in Sydney have been, quite good. He'll put himself on speed today. He should get a good run, I think, behind Oxford Tycoon, which looks, to roll along from a wide draw. And, he handles the ground. He looks to get a good run on pace. And, I think he's got enough ability to run well in a very wide open race.
Mm-hmm. And probably ditto Clever Nick in the last too, Blake. One thing about Clever Nick is this horse is just an excellent wet tracker. He's got outstanding wet track form. Not a noted first up performer, but in saying that, he's had the two trials and that most recent trial at Newcastle. It showed he wasn't far off the mark. So a double figure odds, he looks a good each way bet in the last.
Yeah, I think so. Look, as you say, he's generally not, a first up horse, but he has won. He's had four goes first up for one win. But what I like today is Chris Lees is running him at 1,500 first up. And I think that's a good sign that he's been primed to run well. He's quite a one-paced horse, but running him first up over 1,500, that just enables him to get comfortable in the run, to build into his stride and run on. He's had the two trials, like you say. He was a Canterbury winner last prep over 1,550 on a rain-affected track. And I think if he can reproduce a similar performance, that brings him into the race today. He's drawn out. Hopefully by the end of the day, they'll be coming down the middle, which generally when the track's rain-affected, that's where they like to come at the end of the day, us riders. So I can see on his best form he should be competitive and, with those two solid trials under the belt, hopefully he will be.
Well, four good rides this afternoon, Blake. Very best of luck. Thanks for joining us this morning too, mate.
No worries, Ray. Anytime.
Good on you, Blake. Blake Shin going through his rides today. Let's just check these interim scratchings before we take the break. We've got a foggy start, but a nice day coming up once it lifts. It's a heavy 9, penetrometer 6.1 for Rose Hill. Race 1, number 3, Mulwala Canal, 8, Soviet, 10, Esther's Rose, 15, Delayed Response, and 19, Two Ducks Arty. 3, 8, 10, 15, and 19 out of the first. Race 2 clear, the third, number 2, England, 5, Bare Naked Lady, 9, Sweet Ava, and 11, My Demetra, 2, 5, 9, and 11. The fourth, number 1, Pandemonium, 6, Asherani, 9, Miss Shanty, 15, Peace of Mind, and 17, La Chicabella. Race 5 clear, race 6, number 3, Thy Kingdom Come, 6, Free Hearted, 10, Metamorphic, 11, Satin Slipper, and 12, Fanning. Race 7, number 8, Organza's come out. Race 7, number 8. Race 8, number 2, Alberman, 7, Improvement, and 9, Jorda. And the last race, 9, number 9, La Chicabella, 12, England, and 13, another snappy, 9, 12, and 13. They're the interim scratchings on a heavy 9. Still to come, Kim Waugh and John Hawkes will take a break. This is Racing HQ.
Hi, Neil Breen here from Hart Thoroughbreds, and we invite you to race a cracking chestnut filly by champion sire Schwarzier with us. We're aiming at the Magic Millions and Golden Slipper. Broken in and in full training, she's an outstanding type, a dead ringer for Dad. From a speed family, she'll run early and is ready to go. Only $27.50 per share, including GST. Check her out at hartthoroughbreds.com or phone me on 0423024198. That's 0423024198.
AFSL 288213.
It's Tabs. Who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-5 at Rosehill and Caulfield, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on. Plus, in a Tab venue, you'll get the same offer on races 6 and 7. Who are you backing? Tab.
SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNCs at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Mum, it's end of financial year time, which means qualifying businesses can take advantage of the instant asset write-off tax deductions on eligible purchases less than $30,000 per item.
At Finley.
Like a new TV for your boardroom or appliances for your office kitchen. Talk to your accountant and then talk to us.
And?
It's the Bingley end of financial year sale with huge deals store-wide.
That's right.
Don't miss the end of financial year sale at Bingley. Last days, sale ends June 30.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian proudly offer a quality yearling filly by Zoostar, the hottest young sire in Australia, champion first crop sire and now leading second crop sire. Our filly is from Moon to French, a stakes winner and Group 1 place to champion Mare Zenyatta. And our filly's had 4 siblings to race, all winners. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this fabulous filly at $12,885 per share. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ, your best start on a Saturday with Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Ray Thomas is going to chat with Kim Waugh and John Hawkes in just a tick. We've got very foggy conditions around Sydney. I wonder what it's like on the Sunshine Coast. Come in, Glenn Munsey.
Well, good morning, Andrew, and good morning, Ray. I tell you what, I feel as though I'm up high in the... It's an amazing spot up here in the broadcast box of the Corbald Park or the Sunshine Coast Turf Club. I tell you what, I'll have to have a lie down after I climbed up here with Murray Weeding. I kept saying, Murray, how many floors to go here? And all he did was say, we'll get there shortly, we'll get there shortly. It was like going on a long road trip in the car. Are we there yet? But no, it's overcast here, Andrew. I came through some very, very heavy rain. For people that know the area up here, the Sunshine Coast Airport, Maroochydore, the back of Coolum there, I've just driven down from Noosa, and it was very, very heavy rain there. And it's not raining here at present, and looking out from the broadcast box here, if you're looking straight over the back of the race course towards the 1,200 metres, there's a pretty thick section of dark cloud there. But there are a couple of breaks, and there is a little bit of blue sky behind some of these clouds. So if we can get those to go, hopefully we won't get any more rain here, because they have had a lot of rain here over the last week or so.
134 mil, I think I've scribbled down here from Murray. Just a quick one, mate, and you'll be back, of course, with Ray and Simon with our regular preview. Scratching of Organza out of the Civic Stakes. Had the Tab guys been thinking that may have happened, or what's it going to do to the market?
What it's going to do, Andrew, we actually mentioned on Formline on Thursday night that Godolphin were, tossing up whether or not it was going to run in that race. It definitely wasn't going to come here to the sunny coast, and, it was just depending on the track conditions what happened there. But it's been taken out, so we've got $5 the field here now. First Hand's now the favourite at $5. Over Seaway's at $6. Oh, sorry, Goulwar's equal favourite at $5 with First Hand. Seaway at $6, Deploy $6.50. And you've got Cervakis $8.50, New Universe at $9. So there's been a change to the market there already. Interesting to hear Blake Shinbeg interviewed there. One customer thought it was interesting to hear Blake talk about Dukan, because in the midst of the interview, they had 1,000 each weight at $7. Dukan's got a fan out there.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's good news. Hopefully it'll be good news come 1:50 for them. All right, Bunge, you take it easy. Take a big few breaths in, and we'll be back in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'll just clock a few coming around the turn here, Andrew, on the Belford track. Just still a few being worked here. There's a nice grey just gone out here on the track. They come out from a tunnel here at the 1800, and they've gone out to the Belford track where they're working this morning.
Okay, good on you, Munns. I told him to keep it short and smart, but he's just got that little extra little bit at the end. Kim Waugh's joining us now. Hey, Kim, we're fogbound in Sydney. What's it like at Wyong?
Yes. Morning, Andrew. It's beautiful now, absolutely beautiful. We did have quite a bit of fog early this morning, but it looks like it's going to be a lovely day.
Yeah, good morning, Kim. Well, your social media sensation bully, he's trying to drive tractors now.
There's nothing Bully can't do, Ray. You know that.
He's amazing. I'll make a movie about him, Andrew, I reckon. All the stuff he's done, it's incredible. Hey, Kim, two really good chances today. You kick off the day in race two with White Boots. And, look, he lives up to his name, doesn't he? He's as tough as old boots, his horse. I guess 2,000 metres might be right at his extreme distance, but he'll give his all as always.
Definitely. Couldn't be happier with him. He had that little bit of a freshen up. There wasn't much on for him, so we just gave him an easy few weeks. And his first run back 2 weeks ago was very brave, as it always is. And he's just done super since. And I think today, no weight on his back. He'll be right up there, may lead or be in the first couple anyway.
Mm.
And, I think 2,000's about his maximum he wants to go, but he never gives up. He's a very tough horse.
Yeah. His seven career wins, Kim, have been on good and one on a firm track, but he did run a very good second one day at Rose Hill to a promising horse in Supernova on a heavy nine, so you've got no issues with the track conditions this afternoon?
No, I think he'll handle it. Like you said, he's been on it and he got through it very well that day. So, you know, I don't think that'll be an issue with him.
Mm.
So that's not our worry at all. But, look, he's bouncing. I just trotted him up then and he was having a play, trotting up the alleyway. So it was good to see.
Terrific, yeah. Oxford Tycoon, he's a promising horse. I think his two runs back have indicated he's not far off a win. He's coming off that long break, and last start he was run down by a tough in-form horse and very fit horse in Passage of Time. But air of confidence today about Oxford Tycoon, Kim?
Yeah, he's done very well. He had a little setback a few weeks ago, so that's why he hasn't run for a while. But, look, his work's been really good. He's such a nice horse. We just can't seem to draw a barrier with him for some reason, but I think if he gets a nice run, he's going to be very, very hard to beat.
He should be able to cross fairly easy. I know it's easy to say on paper, but he's drawn out wide, but at least it gives Robbie Dolan a bit of an opportunity to cruise across. There's not a lot of speed drawn inside, Kim.
No. It looks that way on paper, like you said, but and look, he normally pings the gates really well. If he can do that, I think hopefully he gets across without too much trouble.
Exactly. You were mentioning he had a little setback. He's been a bit of a problem child for you, hasn't he, since his short career to date?
He has. He was so promising early, and he just had this niggle at the back of the knee, the little ligament in the back of the knee that kept reoccurring, and that's why he's very lightly raced. But, he's shown a lot of promise, so hopefully he can start to pay us all back for our patience.
Exactly. I think we've got vision there on screen now, Andrew, Bully trying to drive that tractor.
Oh, Bully. Come on, Bully.
He looks big in that photo, doesn't he?
He does, actually. Yeah,
I think it's just the way the photo. Everyone says, geez, he's been in a good paddock.
Well, he's got the pick of all those paddocks, so to speak.
He gets into the fridge. Don't worry about the paddocks. He knows the good stuff's in the kitchen too. Good luck today, Kim. Hope they both run well for you.
Great. Thanks, Andrew. See you, Ray.
Thanks, Kim.
Thanks. Good on you. Kim Waugh with White Boots and Oxford Tycoon. Live chances today in races 2 and 6. Looking forward to that. Run through of all the scratchings for you in just a tick. Our Sky Racing 1 audience will leave us after those to cover American Racing. And I should mention also that we're looking forward to very much being on the road this week coming up for Sky Sports Radio. We'll give you some details on that in just a tick. But John Hawkes is online. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
Hope this fogless, mate. It's beautiful above the fog.
well, it'll clear as the day goes on.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Good morning, John. A couple of runners.
Good morning, Ray.
You've scratched Free Hearted, but you do have first hand in the feature race today, the Civic Stakes. Blinkers back on, or on him for the first time, I should say. Two runs back from a spell. Drawn a nice gate. I guess just whether he handles the heavy track.
Yeah, I know. He's fitting well now. And I said, heavy track's always a little bit of a query with any horse until the, you know, you really know whether they really love it. I think he'll get through it. And Rose Hill's, you know, not a, you know, it's heavy. It's not a bad heavy. It's a better heavy than we can. So, but it's a nice race for him, drawing the right gate. He's been racing well without winning, so it's certainly a race. If he can really handle the soft ground properly, you know, it's a race he can win.
Exactly. From the gate, should get a lovely run. Hart conquered in race eight. John, look, I think, to be fair to the horse, you've got to forget the last run. He drew a wide gate. He couldn't get across. He was three wide, face breeze throughout. Wasn't beaten all that far in that strong June stakes. I guess today, John, the problem is he's drawn wide again.
Yeah, well, the old story barriers, you know, when races, albeit on wet tracks, it's generally not quite as important. But, you know, there's really good speed in the race again. So it's just really how the race pans out. As I said, he last study had no luck at all. Three deep face, the breeze, you're setting it up for horses sitting behind, and that's what happens. So it's really just how the race pans out on the day. But, excuse me, the conditions are suiting. And I said the 1100 is not a problem on his home track, but it's really about where you just lob in the run. You know, as I said, if he led, but I doubt whether he would. You never know. It just depends on how the race pans out. There's good speed in the race, but he doesn't have to lead. He can either lead or just sit off him. So, but it's a touch dropping class, admittedly, and he's as far as that goes. But look, he's a very honest horse. And if he can have the right run in the race, yeah, certainly a race he can win.
Yeah, he loves wet tracks. And your decision to bring James Winks up from Melbourne, you've often brought Dwayne Dunn and other interstate jockeys to Sydney. And the reasons for bringing James up, John?
No, I just didn't get who we wanted. You know, as I said, it's just sometimes James had rode firsthand before, and he'd suit love the Hart conquered, so... just sometimes it's just how it works. You can't get who you want, so you try to put on the jocks that suit the horse. And he rides for us, you know, a lot in Melbourne too, so he's very capable jockey. So, you know, I'm sure he'll do the best with him.
And, Andrew, I know we're pressed for time, but if I could ask John one more question. He's got three good runners at Caulfield this afternoon. Tell Me and Free Hearted both look hard to beat. But, John, I was interested in a very nice So You Think colt having his first start called Major in the opener. Any push for the listeners re-Major?
No, I think he'll be a better horse next time round. He's shown some nice ability. Perhaps hasn't quite got it all together at this stage. But as I said, we, you know, have been very happy with him, but I feel he'd be a much better horse as he gets a bit older. He's a savior, I think, and I think next time through he'd be better again, but wouldn't completely surprise, but I think he just maybe lacks a little bit of experience.
Yeah, no, magnificent type anyway. Tell Me should be hard to beat with a big weight, and Free Hearted, you switch to Melbourne in a suitable race. Good chances at both venues, John. Best of luck, and thanks for joining us this morning.
No, thanks, boys. No problem at all.
Thanks, John.
Good on you. John Hawke's joining us there. I just wanted to mention before the scratchings, Racing HQ, our Sky Sports Radio morning programs, hitting the road this week, Ray. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. And it's all about bringing to our audience everything around the impact of drought. Now, we're talking about fog and winter and rain, where we're getting rain close to the coast. But in other parts of New South Wales, they're getting nothing. Tuesday, we're going to be broadcasting from the Tamworth Racecourse, where they've got the tightest of use on water in some parts of New South Wales. So we'll be at Tamworth Tuesday. Wednesday, we're going right out to Ningen. We're catching up with local trainer Rodney Robb, and we might have a very, very special guest on Wednesday. Thursday, we're at Dubbo, and Friday, we're at Bathurst. All between 9 and 10, Ray. We're looking forward to just broadcasting and reminding people, while we're getting rain along the coast, other parts are really grim and they need rain urgently.
I think you did this last year, Andrew, and it really highlighted just how tough it is for people out in the land. I actually went home to Tamworth week before last, and driving up there, I couldn't believe how dry it was, and the water restrictions right through the Hunter up that northwestern region. There's just no water. It needs to rain desperately. No. So I think when you went out on your tour last year, Andrew, did you bring some rain with the caravan, so to speak?
We did a week after they got rain in little parts, but it's going to be colder. I know that in some parts it's certainly going to be colder. Yeah, but we'll start those on Tuesday from Tamworth. All right, Ray, we better get stuck into the scratchings. We'll come back with you, Simon, and Glenn Munsey for our preview shortly for Rose Hill. Rose Hill scratchings, a heavy 9 and the Penno 6.1. Race 1, take out 3, Mulwala Canal, 8, Soviet, 10, Esther's Rose, 15, Delayed Response, and 19, Two Ducks Artie. The second clear, race 3, number 2, England, 5, Bare Naked Lady, 9, Sweet Ava, and 11, My Demetra. Race 4, 1, Pandemonium, 6, Asherani, 9, Miss Shanty, 15, Peace of Mind, and 17, La Chicabella. Race 5 is clear. Rose Hill, race 6, number 3, Thy Kingdom Come. 6, Freehearted. 10, Metamorphic. 11, Satin Slipper. And 12, Fanning. Race 7, take out, number 8, Organza. Race 8, number 2, Alberman. 7, Improvement. And 9, Jorda. And race 9, number 9, La Chicabella. 12, England. And 13, Another Snappy. To Newcastle, fine and a soft 5, the rail true. Race 1, take out 6, Cajun Music. Race 2, number 1, Disco Mo, and 5, Namorara. The 3rd and the 4th are clear. Newcastle, race 5, number 3, Leo. 6, Not For Everyone. 7, Pandemic. 9, Advance Party. 10, Chili Chock. 13, Red Light Dancer. And 16, No Hard It Is. Race 6, number 2, My Demetra. 10, Nathan Road, and 13, Classic Man. Race 7, number 4, Mo the Great, and 7, Valius. And race 8, number 2, Only Want to Sing, 4, Accelerato, and 10, Gone Viral. The other New South Wales meeting is at Gundagai, fine and a soft 5. Race 1, take out the 4 emergencies, 13 through 16. Race 2, number 2, All About Me, and the emergencies, 13, 15 and 16. Race 3, take out 2 and 11. Race 4, Gundagai, number 11. Race 5, clear. Race 6, take out 8, 10, 11 and 16. And race 7, 10, 13 and 15. Now to Caulfield. They're going to get rain over the next few hours. It's a soft 5 at the moment, but we'll monitor that with rain expected the next few hours in Melbourne. Race 1, number 4, Assati, 8, Hard Press, 12, Zahorda, and 13, Sublime Miss. Race 2, number 4, Bag Raider, and 9, Ballet Master. The 3rd, number 1, Morrissey, and 8, Helmaz. Race 4, number 9, Do Well, and 13, Stravain. Race 5, number 2, Labuan Star. Caulfield, race 6, number 9, Serious Spender, and 13, Black Bow Tie. Race 7, number 8, Dr. Drill, and 9, He Excels. Race 8, number 3, Jorda. And race 9, number 8, Life of Waldo. And take note of a late scratching in race 6, race 6, number 8, Dorossa, out at 7:38, race 6, number 8. The Sunshine Coast, a heavy 10, and the rail true, 6 mil of rain in the last 24 hours. Race 1, 1, Batama, 8, La Palmiere, 9, Sugar Boom, and 13, Platinum Euros. Race 2, number 5, Hard Stride, and 7, Crafty Cop. The 3rd, 1 Brilliant Jet, 7 Arajar, and 8 Hectopascal. Race 4, number 1 Hingis Rose, 11 Intratessic, 14 Praticitate, and 17 Tabrabane. Race 5, 12 Seductive Dream, 13, Participate, and 14, Real Ego. Race 6, number 13, Takasubo, number 13. Race 7, 8, Mazaz, 9, Ruby Guru, and 15, Heart of Turak. Race 8, number 7, Organza, 12, Shogun Sun, and the emergencies 19, 20, and 22. And race 9, here are the numbers of race 9. 1, 4, 5, 8, 9, 10, 12, 14, and then the emergencies 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, and 24. So it's a heavy 10 for the Sunshine Coast. Sky Racing, one's going to leave us now. They've got American Racing coming up. And finally, in our scratchings, we're going to look at Morfordville Parks in Adelaide. It's showery and a soft 5, and the rail is true. Race 1, number 2, Equilator. Race 2 is clear. The 3rd, number 3, Magna Visa. Race 4, number 6, Shakopee. 7, Colesberg.